MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting with Lee Karens, he's a wealth manager at Anchor Capital. Lee, morning, appreciate your time. A great article that you published out, I think just yesterday, day before, Tesla versus Exxaro, and the decisions that as investors we make. And you put the argument that, Tesla is a great company. What Elon Musk is astounding. The battery tech is brilliant. But on a price earnings of 1,150, it is priced for perfection and a whole lot more. Yet investors are loving and flying into it, even at what are eye-watering sort of dot-com level evaluations.
I don't know about your dot-com level evaluations, Simon, but it's difficult to just sort of get an understanding of this new world and what isn't a good investment. So I think that the PE on Tesla has since then risen to 1,600. and there just is a question mark as to your entry level now. I think it will still be a company that's around in 10 years' time, but what would your investment have looked like with today being your entry point? That was the thing to sort of put a question mark to.
Yeah, because I mean, as an investor, I always say to people, the price you pay for a stock is the one of the very few things, if not the only thing, we can actually control and manage. You then contrast Tesla to Exxaro. So we've really got new world, exciting and the like, versus Exxaro, very much, mining coal, old tech, dirty, power, etc., etc. The point of the matter is that Exxaro is sitting on a massively low price earnings, a giant dividend yield. And Exxaro is going to survive. I mean, they're going to be around. They're not exciting. But from an investment perspective, you're getting solid cash flow, solid dividend, and easily a better investment from a valuation perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know what Exxaro is going to look like 10 years out. I think it'll still be a company that's around. It'll certainly not have the same reliance on coal that they do now. But they're certainly using that cash flow to try and reshape themselves to be more involved in the new energy space. So if you think about what NASDAQ looked like 20 years ago, could you ever have imagined what that looked like today? There's always that chance that management team can take that. And you're not getting given any credit for the cash flow that company's got available to reinvent themselves. And even if they don't, your margin for safety with that dividend is huge. So it's just, again, a question of why are you ignoring just because of the fad for new energy, which is obviously the right thing for the world, but you're giving this company no credit for what they currently do and what their ability might be in the future to recreate themselves to be part of that new world.
And this is very much a psychology of markets. You write in your note that when you came back into South Africa in 2001, we had had a massive run in the US. Our local market had underperformed, and no one wanted to touch SA equity. Yet the next decade was SA equity was absolutely the right place to be, but the S&P gave a negative return. We're sitting there again. We almost got to say to investors, stop looking at the exciting stuff because that has already done its move. We need to go hunt around the laggers, the boring, because that's where we're going to find the gems. That's where we're going to find the next great investments for the next 5 or 10 years.
Potentially, yeah. And then, I think there's some of those exciting companies are absolutely worth looking at, but maybe the Chinese companies that are still only on the curve of the growth that the U.S. have already seen are where to look to. If you compare Alibaba's valuations as to an Amazon as an example, there's a much, much better sort of safety point for your entry now. But I do think you need to sort of combine that with some of the companies that will still be around, that do still produce food producers, industrial companies that are not that exciting, that are getting completely forgotten in the pricing because, while it is obviously exciting to give clients huge returns, a big job of that is also preserving capital. And I'm worried for people that are getting caught up in the must be all in dollars, must be all in tech because it's the only place to be, that people could get wiped out if they get too caught up in this hype that is around at the moment. And let's be honest, it's really exciting. And there's some amazing companies that are changing the world and will continue to change the world. But but not all of them will. And if you get caught up in the ones that you thought were and that are do not innovate quick enough, I'm worried that what it might do to certain clients' portfolios, especially those in the later stages of life.
And the point you're making there in the last question is really a sense of it's not about either or, it's about balance. And that is always a sense of what investing is. As you said, you can have some exciting tech out of China and the like, I mean, yeah, but it's about balancing that portfolio, which is you know, just prudent risk management.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've, as South Africans, you know, this has been a dire last 10 years. So it's an easy thing to sell, you know, that South Africa is dead and that overseas is alive. And that's, mm-hmm. where, that's where you have to be. And I just think it needs to be done with some prudence to say there's a lot that still needs to play out for that to be factually true. And if you've got clients that are most likely, especially someone sort of in their sort of mid to late 60s, the likelihood of them living there 20 years of retirement still in South Africa, regardless of what happens, is high. So the mismatch of trying to do what they need in local currency to live out that 20 years with all being from offshore currency and assets is a really difficult thing to do with surety. So, you know, it's always just, I mean, it's a wonderful world that we live in. A market's a market only because there are huge differing of opinions and things. But I do just feel there's so much emotion in it at the moment, so much emotion being South African, so much hype about this new world stuff, that is the time when potentially some pretty big errors and mistakes can get made. So
that's a great point.
The article was written while on holiday and getting a lot of time to reflect. We are at the end of a decade and just thinking, you know, what is the obvious conversation that you will have with everyone? And is it right? You know, and is it that obvious?
Yeah, it was a great article. I'll tweet it out. That was Lee Cohen. He's a wealth manager, Anchor Capital. Appreciate the time. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.